There is no space for hate and intolerance, and kindness goes a long way. That was the message received today by grade 7 and 8 students in the Nipissing Parry Sound Catholic District Board. Hundreds of them filed into the auditorium at St. Joseph Schollard Hall to hear a presentation from Daniela Lurian from the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center, FSWC, for Holocaust Studies. Tuesday's message is important, because now more than ever, students have to understand the dangers of hate and intolerance. It's important to learn about people who came before us in our own history as Canadians, Lurian noted. The presentation, entitled, Roots of Hate and Intolerance, aimed to heighten awareness and promote dialogue and positive action within the school and community, the FSWC detailed in a release. C. Local Board Welcomes Anti-Hate Education in Schools. Simon Wiesenthal survived the concentration camps during World War II, and the presentation began with some of that history. Nothing too graphic or violent would be discussed, Lurian assured the assembly, and from Wiesenthal's story, she turned briefly to residential schools, Japanese internment camps, slavery, and other examples of hatred and intolerance. On November 14, the school board also held two presentations for high school students. Andy Retti, a Holocaust survivor, spoke to the students about those horrific times. The school board's director of education, Paula Mann, said, "Our board values the partnership we have with the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center for Holocaust Studies, FSWC, in providing this important and powerful learning for our students across all of our NPSC schools." Mann continued, "These learning opportunities over the past week, focusing on the history of the Holocaust and the roots of hate and intolerance, reflect our shared responsibility in developing understanding of these dark times in history with our students and our commitment to foster inclusive learning cultures that serve to promote the dignity of the human person." Essentially, yesterday's presentation warned youth against the us versus them mentality that works to separate people from each other. Lurian continued, "That's the behavior that you still see today, whether it's in the world, in cities, or even at school." Indeed, the lessons learned are meant to continue, as the FSWC provided some workshop materials with the teachers to continue the discussions in the classroom. Lurian noted, "We encourage them to be active, to do something, so a lot of the message in any workshop that we offer ends with questions like, okay, these things have happened, what do you know about them?" Education is key, Lurian continued, because that's the way that these students understand that the past isn't just something that happened, it's something that still reverberates today and in our futures. The students enjoyed the presentation, were eager to participate when asked, and for the most part, were full of wide-eyed attention throughout the hour. Lurian concluded the presentation with a challenge. That each member of the audience does something kind for another person. Whether that be at school, in the community, or even online, she emphasized the importance of being kind to your neighbors and friends. With that, positive change can come, Lurian added. For example, ask, "How's it going?" to a student at recess standing by themselves. That may not mean that much to some people, but to that one person, it means everything. David Briggs is a local Journalism Initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.